The following episode of the Local Musician Spotlight originally aired on Wednesday, April 10th, 2024 at 7 p.m.
Good evening. You are tuned to KGVM Bozeman. We are Gallatin Valley Community Radio at 95.9 on your FM dial, kgvm.org online. It's time tonight for the Local Musician Spotlight. Before we jump into that, I do want to let you know that we are sponsored by SLAM, supporting local artists and musicians, Silverleaf Cannabis, Bozeman Brewing, and Columbo's Pizza and Pasta. I also want to remind you that KGVM is a community-supported station, and we're doing a fun drive this week. So if you like shows like Local Musician Spotlight that feature music from right here in the Gallatin Valley, you can go to kgvm.org, and there's a support button. You can donate online. There are instructions for sending in a donation. We would greatly appreciate your support. And with that, I will stop yapping. I'm in the filling station tonight. We're broadcasting from the filling station, so I'm here with Puddle. I want to thank you guys for coming in tonight.
Thank you.
And I wonder if you wanted to just introduce yourselves and let people know out there in the radio audience what role you play in the band.
Hello, my name is Hunter, and I am rhythm guitar.
I'm Jordy, and I play bass.
My name is Rusty. I'm the drummer for Puddle.
I'm McKenna. I'm lead vocal.
I am Sergey. I play lead guitar.
I'm Cole. I play trumpet.
And I'm Ollie. I play the keys.
All right. I was trying to, I guess the last time I saw you guys was probably at the Rialto.
Yeah.
Pretty fun show. So, I was trying to also remember and failed to come up with it. How long have you guys been playing?
We've been playing for almost 3 years now.
Wow. And came together at MSU. Is that correct? Or?
That's correct. Me and Sergey live together. And we kind of started playing, and the gang followed soon after.
Nice. And so been playing out a fair amount lately, I think. I didn't stop to see you, but I was driving by the fairgrounds a couple weekends ago, and I was like, what's going on over there? And I think I saw about afterwards that you guys did some sort of show there for a ski event.
We did, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, that one was very exciting.
Level One put on a rail jam, and they had us as local artists, a local DJ, and then some other DJs come in and play some music.
Cool. Yeah, it looked like it was a pretty nice day out, so maybe not optimal ski day, but hopefully maybe a better day to be out there playing instruments in the outdoors. So,
my hands got pretty cold.
Yeah, I'll
bet. So did mine.
Well, yeah, I wonder if you guys maybe want to play some songs, and then we'll chat a little more.
Absolutely.
Clean you up, I'll have a seat all for myself, a cup of tea. You change your house, you paint your walls, and you used to be so tall, I think I've made a slight mistake. How am I gonna tell my mama that I still the wrong man? Calm as it feels and we'll be right back.
Yeah, it's some people clapping back there. This is a little different from doing it out in the Tune Factory. It's like people can actually come down here and watch, and you don't have to just perform for Pat and I. So, not that we're not a very appreciative audience, but it's, I think more is better in this case. So,
I mean, yeah, we got a lovely crowd of 10 people. Yeah. Couldn't have hoped for a better turnout.
They're 10 enthusiastic people, so they got that going for them. So I think, as I've kind of noticed, that you guys are working more and more of your own songs into the mix. So obviously some writing going on. How does that go? Who's been doing writing for the group?
Arguments.
A lot of arguments. Yeah, that's all really... of us, essentially, yeah.
Kind of today we're playing all originals, but it kind of weaves between everyone. People come in with riffs, and Rusty takes a lot of the lyrics, but we all contribute our own share for sure.
Yeah, cool. And so all originals tonight, huh?
Yes.
That's getting enough together for a recording, maybe, or.
Yeah, I mean that's the goal. That's the end goal. We're working towards that.
Yeah.
Hopefully soon.
Yes. It's hard with 7 people to get organized.
I mean, I can't hardly get my own act together, and I just got me and my other me to worry about. So I can't imagine coordinating 7 people. How you guys have been playing around here? Are you getting lined up to start maybe expanding your net a little bit?
Yeah, we were gonna hit the road here in a little, but it was hard to figure out schedules for all of us and work. But I think looking towards the fall, hopefully, is the plan. We'd love to branch out into a few other states.
Nice.
Salt Lake City, maybe California.
Just Salt Lake.
Just Salt Lake. Strictly Salt Lake.
We're coming for you, Salt Lake.
Great state of Salt Lake City.
Okay. it seems like a lot of other bands around here are starting to get out and about and find places to play. So I think the touring network must be waking up again. And and conversely, you know, people are coming here, other bands from other places. So, I mean, somebody should set up sort of an exchange program. It's like here, a couple bands work out a swap deal and kind of, you know, line up places to play for each other or something.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah. We've played with a few of those bands. I mean, out of Missoula.
Yeah.
Cosmic Sands.
And that's all.
We play with Desperate Electric out of Butte.
Yeah. They're a quick hour away.
Yeah. 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 Butte's just a hop, skip, and a jump over the hill.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I mean, really long for us. Especially because all our cars are breaking down. So.
Well, that is a factor, I guess. Yeah. I guess if you guys want to. I want to play some more songs.
Yeah.
Sweet. Let's go to Suburbs and then drop Frog Rock below the next three.
This next one's Suburbs. It's about living in the suburbs.
Kind of.
Eat you up, spit you right out. Bitter reminder of how you turn out. Fill my cup with my happy dreams. I set that lukewarm coffee right down. Do you know what they said when I left that I'm still holding on to? Sticks and stones, they broke all my bones, and those sweet promises poison my mind. Take your shoes off and don't stay a while. Drunk on the thought of wasting more time. Almost tasted, it's pulling my wrist. Home is out of sight. Put me between your lips and smoke me like your favorite cigarette. Turn off my vacant sign and told me that I tasted innocent. Would you believe if I said that I was never coming home? Gave way to a weekend stay. The price as steep as we all are paid. My backbone lies at the bottom of a bottle, and I'm fucking tired. and dropped him at the pawn shop.
I like the little call and response part at the start there.
Jordy.
I should say all the lyrics come from Rusty. That was a McKenna and Cole. Got to give them dues as well for sure.
Well, that was all Cole.
That was all Cole.
It's about vices.
I mean, as most songs are, somewhere down in the bottom right.
Bye.
like to see the voice box.
Oh, yeah.
I sometimes wonder what was going on in the life of the person who invented that. But seriously. It worked out, I guess. It seems a little odd at the start. But. It
seems a little odd now. But.
I guess that's one of those things you don't have to ever worry about anybody asking to use your gear for, at least. So. If you're just tuning in, this is KGVM Bozeman in the Local Musician Spotlight. We are here in the Philly station with Puddle. And I want to thank the Filler for hosting us for the show, and thank Pat Loken for doing sound and video and all the things. If you missed the start of the show, we do air it again on Sunday or Saturday afternoon at 6 p.m., so you can catch it then. And Pat's going to be putting together some songs out of this, from the video and stuff, and it's gonna be way better than the Tiny Desk concerts, because the Tiny Desk concerts don't have a Pegasus or a bomb, as far as I know. So we definitely have an edge on them here. So I also want to remind you, we are doing a fund drive for KGVM. We are community supported, so if you could donate, you can visit kgvm.org. There's a support button, and you can get set up, and we would greatly appreciate it. And we'll keep doing things like having Puddle in to play for us.
Woo!
Woo! Woo! We'll be donating.
Awesome.
Donate to ourselves. And again, shout out to Ollie. That's an Ollie tune called Thoughts.
Nice. So yeah, a little sharing of the songwriting responsibilities going around.
Absolutely.
I was kind of wondering, with the new songs, when you're playing them out, are people, I think people seem to be like they're getting into them, huh?
We'd like to think so.
Yeah, we'd like to think so.
It's always kind of weird to me about, like when you're playing original music and trying to decide how much you need to mix in covers to keep the audience going. It seems like a lot of people kind of need a little bit of that to, like, keep hooked in or something. I don't quite know why.
It's definitely tough. I mean, our first shows where we were playing crappy punk covers to a crowd of drunk college students, they really seemed to love that.
Yeah,
it was awesome. That's very similar to our last show as well.
Our last show was
we've been throwing in a lot more originals, maybe one or two covers per show, and that seems to be working all right.
People are staying checked in and enjoying it.
Seems pretty engaged.
We're getting a lot of feedback too. Talking to people after the sets are over, a lot of them seem to really be into the new tunes that we're writing and putting out.
It's all negative, but we're not going to change anything.
Go with what you're doing.
But nonetheless.
Thanks.
All right, we got another one coming up. This one's a little bit more on that aggressive side that we talked about earlier. So brace your eardrums out there. Nice. So I'll give a little backstory on this one. Basically, we had a great night out of the town. Everyone was having a good time. And Hunter wound up introducing himself to a lady that was a few years his senior. Great woman. And after that evening, we realized that there are not enough songs in punk rock that give women of that age their due diligence. And they're just as much punk rock fans as the rest of us. So we did a little brainstorming, we went home, we hit the chalkboard, we drew up some plays, and we wrote a nice tune. And that is the tune we're gonna play for you tonight. And that tune is called Cougars. Hunter will play himself, and I will play the lady.
Off of work on a Friday night, feeling good and I'm feeling right. New shoes and a new lid too, I'm ready to groove and I'm in the mood.
Oh, I dropped my kids off at the dad's, my ex-husband's such a drag. I bought a wine and I'm feeling fine, I'm headed downtown and I'm ready to shine. Ooh. The bar.
Got a dime from across the bar. She looked at me and I got hard. About to show her what I can do before I take her to the moon.
Oh, I got the gang in my minivan. I said, Sherry, Beth, Jerry, those are my best friends. I'm at the bar and I'm feeling frisky. This cougar's down and ready to get risky.
Ain't no tiger, ain't no lion, older than me, so sound the siren.
Return to the house, the Cougar Den.
In the Uber and we're on our way.
On the way.
Heading down to the Cougar's gate.
Cougar Gate.
Feel my heart beating through my chest. I'm about to take this Cougar's best.
Oh, and we're back in the minivan. I said everything's going all according to plan. I've got my kid running on the ground. I hope he doesn't mind all the funky sounds. I said,
ain't no tiger, ain't no lion. Older than me, so sound the siren. Hold on.
Try not to
I'm cooler than I said. Ain't no tiger, ain't no lion. Older than me, so sound the siren. Hold up, where am I from? Trying not to fall in the cooler game.
Ladies and gentlemen, on a night like this very night, there might be women that need your love out there right now, and men too. And we dedicate this song to them, to our college-age friends. They love you and we love them. Keep an eye out for the Cougars. And that's Cougars.
A documentary song.
Based on true events in Hunter's life, actually.
That music video will be coming soon, and it'll be 18 plus.
Yeah, you'll get the age restriction on YouTube for that one.
You're in over your head.
this is where we split the crowd. So to all you listening at home, we want you to just think you're in a mosh pit with your best friends in the world. And we're asking you to divide right down the middle. Split the sides. And when it goes off, you're jumping in there with your best friends. Rusty, are they ready? 3, 2, 1, go!
You're in over your head. Just more butter for the day. It's me at your feet. Yeah, it's a product of your own
If anybody was moshing around their living room and broke a lamp, we're not liable.
So we did run out of our covers, actually. I mean, our originals.
Okay. Not time this as well as we thought we did.
Yeah. So now we'll do a cover.
Do we have time for one more?
Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah, you've got about 10 minutes. So.
Nice.
She's on a dance floor at your local jug, trying to sweat a bunch of food she done already turned. But when that gal gets down, you can't help but stare, 'cause that flame's getting smoky like a signal.
Oh,
cool. All right. We got about 5 minutes. Do you have something that'll fit in there, or should we?
Yep. Yeah, we can do one more. Now, that was timing. You are tuned to the Local Musician Spotlight. We've been in the filling station here with Puddle. I want to thank you guys for coming down. I think you'll be back here, what, the 25th of April, playing here?
No, not us.
No?
But we'll be back soon, that's for sure.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Cool. Well, thanks. And
thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you so much.
People, keep an eye out. Catch them out live and in living color somewhere at a venue near you. Keep it tuned right here to KGVM. We've got plans and playlists coming up and a lot of great programming, so I hope you'll stay tuned here and have a great night, everyone.
Ooh, KGVM rules.
Oh, my time was a little off. I do want to remind people that we are doing a fun drive this week. We are a community-supported station, and so we get our operating money from our underwriters and from listeners like you. So if you could donate to KGVM, You can go to kgvm.org. There's a support button right at the top of the homepage. It'll let you make an online donation. For extra bonus karma, you can set up a monthly donation. We love those, and so do the Karma Police. And so any support that you could provide would be greatly appreciated to help us keep doing shows like this with local musicians and playing their stuff on the radio. So thanks again. Keep it tuned, and have a great night, everyone.